Reishis Masechtah Chul and Daf Mem, we were beginning Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Shoichet L'Shem Horim. If somebody shechs an animal and his intention was to use that as a service to a serving a mountain, Rachman Otzlan, Oy L'Shem Gevoyis, to have in mind a valley, l'shem yamim, rivers, l'shem nama, oceans, l'shem norus, or rivers, l'shem midboros, deserts, shitosai, psua, and all these cases, one may not eat this meat. The halacha, however, is that the question that we will have is, will he be allowed to have hanor from this meat? Says the Mishnah, shnaim ochsim betalis. If two people are holding on to a knife, echad l'shem, echad mikolela, one with these intentions, the echad l'shem davakasha, and one having the proper intention, or just doing shchita as it's supposed to be, shchita sepsula. Rashi explains that the way to understand this Gemara is that they're both holding on to the same knife. So what's happening here is that since there's only one knife, so there could only be one, that knife that is doing all of the shechita. And as we just explained, that knife is doing all of the shechita, and part of the shechita that's being done is being done properly. Still, the halacha is that since there's involved here a machshava that's not supposed to happen, that is enough to disqualify the shechita. Certainly, explains the Rashba, if we would have a situation where there are two separate knives, and each one of them, and one of the people that's holding one whole knife all by himself, has a mind to do a shechita that's improper, the shechita of Avodah Zarah, certainly that would be a qualification. So the Rambam, Rashi writes, one had in mind, Rachman Tzlan, these various Avodah Zarah, and the other one had in mind nothing at all. He had in mind to shecht, like everybody has in mind when they shecht an animal. What will be the halacha if the one not just had in mind to do a shechita, as we always do shechita, even in a case where the person who's doing it properly didn't just shecht properly. He had in mind that presumably, because he knew with whom his partner is, and in order to be able to negate his partner's machshava, he had in mind that I want this to be a good shechita. It still wouldn't make a difference. The halacha is, as soon as a contributing factor to this shechita, is a person who had a mind that an avodah zarah, then the halacha is that the shechita is a apostle. Of course, as we're going to have many times in our shiurim, the question that's going to come up is, well, even if we're not going to take the avodah zarah concern into consideration, we still have a situation where the person is a mumer. If a person has a mind of avodah zarah, he's obviously a mumer. And how could we therefore even entertain that the shechita would be a valid shechita? And we will discuss this already in our shiur, and we'll discuss it again later in our shiur again. Says the Gemara that our Mishnah says that when somebody shechs l'shem harim, shechitasai psula. And the Gemara assumes that when the Mishnah used the word psula, it means that you're not allowed to eat from that meat. But the Gemara's question is, shouldn't it be much more serious of an issue than just not being allowed to eat from the meat? Psula in, it's not allowed to be eaten, but it's not in the category of zivche mesim. As we've quoted in the previous year, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, v'yitzomdu l'baal pa'or v'yoichlu zivche mesim, and the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, teaches us that anything that was slaughtered l'shem Avodah Zarah is also b'hanah, just like a mace is also b'hanah. So why are we just saying that it may not be eaten? It should be also zivche mesim loy. Isn't what happened here, asked the Gemara, a situation of zivche mesim? V'rmini, asked the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, ha'shach l'shem horim, l'shem gevoyis, l'shem nahoris, l'shem idboros, l'shem chamel avoyna, l'shem avaris kuchavim mezolos, l'shem michol sar ha'godl, l'shem shilshal cotton isn't a small worm, hareilu zivche mesim. So why in our Mishnah does the Mishnah just say, ask the Gemara, that it's shchitas psula? Ask the Gemara, shouldn't the halacha be that it's osa b'hanah? Answers the Gemara, amabai lo kasha. Hadam lahar, there's a difference how the person expressed that he's doing a shchita l'shem avodah zarah. If he's saying that he's shechting for the mountain, and the halacha, as we're going to learn, is that mountain cannot become an avodah zarah, because the pasuk says, alahorim elayhehem, they could put avodah zarah on the mountains, a mountain cannot become an avodah zarah. And since a mountain cannot become an avodah zarah, so when somebody shechted l'shem a mountain, even though he did what's wrong, the still the halacha is that it's not considered as if he did shechita l'shem avodah zarah. Directly, but when he had in mind l'gada dahar, the master of the mountain, that's a full-fledged avodah zarah, and therefore it would be usur. And says the Gemara, Dekanami, and I'll prove to you, says the Gemara, that that's the way to understand that what this is, that this Bryce is speaking about a situation where he had in mind the avodah zarah. It wasn't just that he had in mind that the mountain, the Ketani, because was one of the examples that were given in the Mishnah, and the Braisa, doing the Michal Sar Godel. The Michal Sar Godel is not somebody who is an Avodah Zarah, who's connected to the ground, who's a mountain. It's only the Michal Sar Godel, so we see that makes it, that's why it's considered to Avodah Zarah. The Halacha, says the Rambam, is as follows in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis Halacha Yud Dalet. Hashach l'shem harim l'shem gevoyis l'shem yam l'shem nahoros l'shem midbaros. Api shalein skavim la'avdom el l'rfua harei shechitas p'sula. Avol im shochet l'shem mazal hayom mula harim kroch mazal har o l'kachovim mazolz ki yoitzben harei ze asur ba'no k'chol takruva zavoy de zora. So the Rambam is saying, the Rambam adds a new consideration, that even though his kavana is l'refuah, and he's shechting l'shem har, the halacha is that it's osur. And he explains, and the way to understand the Rambam is as follows, that even though this person is not shechting for avodah zarah at all, and his entire intent with what he's doing is l'refuah, still one should not eat it. And the reason one should not eat that meat is because it's considered, it's maris ayin. So that's a issa d'rabbanan. But in a case where it's l'shem the mazel that the Gemara just mentioned, in such a case where it's a shame hamazel, there it's considered full-fledged avodah zarah, which of course is a much more serious issa. The Gemara says, as we said, that the mountain cannot become an avodah zarah. What would be the halacha if somebody had in mind that the chamel of honor, the chamel of honor are not connected to the ground? So what will be the halacha that if somebody shechs to the chamel of honor, the halacha is that Rashi and Tosfos are of the opinion that that is in the same category as shechting to a mazel, that the Gemara just said is considered full-fledged avodah zarah. And when we say it's considered full-fledged avodah zarah, what we mean to say is that it's even osur b'hanah, not just osur b'achila. Our Gemara also just discussed shechting with the wrong intention, and what different scenarios of shechting to wrong intention, what will they be? And one of the examples that the Gemara gave was that even if you shecht it to Michal Sar Godel. And when we learned this Gemara, It's quite interesting. We always think of Michal Sar Godel as one of the Malachim and Shemayim, who are the Malachim from the powerful Malachim, the Malachim from Klal Yisrael. And still, the Gemara says that if you shecht with that intention, then you're not, then it's considered like you did Avodah Zarah. And that's why I saw that the Rav Pa'olim says that apparently there was a minig that if Chas V'Sholom, somebody had a member of their family who was not well, they would go to a Beis HaKfaros, to a cemetery where tzaddikim are buried, and they would shecht an animal there, two animals there, as a refuah for this person. And the Rav Ha'olam, and I saw that the two Ashar are all very, very opposed to that. And they should be, and they say that this is a minig, this is a custom that should be pushed away. The Gemara also just said that we're not supposed to have in mind Michal Sar Godel, even though, as we explained, the Michal Sar Godel is such a great malach. And the question is, when we daven, and this comes up by many tefillahs, or certain tefillahs, the most famous tefillah is Machnisei Rachmim, Hachnisei Rachmeinu Lefnei Shemea Tefillahs. We ask the Malachim to take our tefillahs up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is that permissible? Because we're davening Chas V'Shalom to the Malach. We're davening to the Malachim who are so close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should to daven on our behalf. That we're asking them, so to speak, to be lawyers, defenders on our behalf. And many suggest that that isn't considered like our Gemara discusses, that davening to a Malach or shechting to a Malach. And therefore I saw the Rashbats and a Sefer Magen Avos is of the opinion that's acceptable. So too, the Maral disagrees, and the Maral says that even if we are allowed to ask from a tzaddik to daven on our behalf, to daven that a malach should daven to our behalf, may be more complicated, as is indicated in our Gemara, than to ask a tzaddik to daven on our behalf. When we ask a tzaddik to daven on our behalf, we're asking to do essentially what we're doing. We're davening to Hashem, and we aren't confident that our tefillahs are going to be accepted. So because we're not confident that our tefillahs are going to be accepted, we ask the tzaddik, who has more chusim, to daven on our behalf. But when we're asking for a malach to daven on our behalf, as our Gemara just indicated, davening to Michal Sar Godel is something that would bring a carbon to Shechting Sar Godel. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer quotes this Maral, and he is very opposed to say, he also is opposed to saying Malach Rachmim, and Machnisei Rachmim, and other tefillahs where we indicate we're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, as I said, there are those that are lenient. It's the Minig Olam to be more lenient. And I saw that the Shibbolei Alokit explains that we're not in any way davening to the Malach. What we're doing is we're davening that the Malachim should take our tefillahs. It's similar to what I said about davening, to asking a tzaddik to daven on our behalf. When we ask a tzaddik to daven on our behalf, we're not saying that the tzaddik is an intermediary, or we're just asking that he should daven, he has more zechusim. Giving that situation, the same would be when we're davening to the Malach. The Malach, because of his proximity and because of his kedusha, has more, apparently, of an ability to bring our tefillahs up to Shemayim, and of course only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and should our tefillahs be directed. Says, continues the Gemara. The Gemara teaches us that anything that was made in Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoah. That's what's known as Nevad. Nevad means something that was worshipped Avodah Zarah. However, there's another concept of Muksa. Muksa is something that was designated for Avodah Zarah, but was not yet worship for Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Hoysa Behemes, Chaveir Revutz, Lufnei Avodah Kechavim. Somebody's animal was squatting in front of Avodah Zarah. Kivin Sheshachah Ba'as Simen Echad, as soon as you shechted one simen, just a kana or a veshit, for Avodah Zarah, Daloch Asr, Daloch, it becomes Takruvis Avodah Zarah. And the chiddush here is the number of chiddushim here. One chiddush is that even though he only did a minimal shechita, he did not do a whole shechita. And the way Rashi explains, not only was it that he only did one simen, but Rashi explains he even didn't do that whole one simen. And the other thing is that it wasn't his animal. And we're going to now begin learning the sugya of Ein Adam Oysa Davish Ein Shloi, Adam Oysa Davish Ein Shloi. The Allah can, one, take something that belongs to somebody else and make it Asr. Furthermore, the Rishonim all point out that the Gemara is speaking about a case where the animal was Revusa. It was squatting. Because why does the Gemara have to point out that point, that circumstance? Because they explain that if the animal was not squatting, if the animal was standing, and as we know, in order to do a shechita, you have to lay the animal down, so then the halacha would be that already the animal becomes yours. And as we just said, that the Gemara's consideration here, a big consideration in our Gemara, is that do you have the ability to make something that belongs to somebody else, usur or not? And here the Gemara, but if you took that animal and pushed it down, so you're making it into your animal, so the whole sugya of Adam Oysa Davish Ein Shloi or Ein Adam Oysa Davish Ein Shloi would not be relevant. Moreover, the Gemara says that it was sitting in front of Avodah Zarah. What would be if it would not be in front of the Avodah Zarah? So the Rishonim point out that when it comes to Nisach Yayin, we're going to be speaking in our shurim about the halacha of pouring wine, Rachman Tzlan, for Avodah Zarah. So when we speak about pouring wine for Avodah Zarah, there the halacha is that it has to be in front of the Avodah Zarah to be considered Yayin Nisach. But when we speak about Shechita of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't have to be in front of the wine to be. It doesn't have to be in front of the Avodah Zarah. If it's clear that this is being slaughtered l'shem Avodah Zarah, it has the din of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Savala, he is obviously of the opinion. Even though Chazal taught us, if you bow down to somebody else's animal, like Asra, it doesn't become prohibited. It doesn't have the din of Nevad because of the halacha of Ein Adam Oyser Dovish Ein Shloi. I cannot make something which doesn't belong to me Oser. However, here it's different because here, Oser B'Maisa, here you actually did something. You slaughtered the animal. There, the halacha is Osroi. Even though it doesn't belong to me, the halacha makes it, the halacha says since somebody did an act, and makes it osur, osur to the degree of presumably being osur al Avodah Zarah, and it would be osur even, presumably, it would be osur even bahana, because something that's Avodah Zarah, I'm not allowed to have any benefit from. So our Gemara begins the sugya of Adam Oysa Davish Shaloi, Ein Adam Oysa Davish Shaloi. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So based on everything we've learned, Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna the following question. The Braisa says, Ashoichet Chatas, if somebody shechs a Karban Chatas on Shabbos, Bechutz, outside the Azara, and he did it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Rachman Tzlan, he's Chayiv Shalosh Chatas, he's going to have to bring three Karban Chatas if he did it B'Shoigig. One is for the Chil Shabbos, in shechting an animal, he did Chil Shabbos. One for bringing kachim outside the Azara, and one for Avodah Zarah. But ask the Gemara, if, as we just said, The kivish shach ba siman echad. As soon as you shecht even one siman, or as we said earlier, part of one siman, the animal becomes also because of the kruvus of avodah zara. So the question is, a shchut echutz loy l'chayiv. Then by the time you did shchut echutz, meaning that you shechted the korban b'chutz, that it's, you shouldn't be chayiv for that avera. Because once the animal became avodah zara, says the Gemara, it should be considered like mechata parafahu. You're just cutting a piece of earth. And therefore, that's not an act of shchita. And if it's not an act of shchita, it should not be considered that you did shchut echutz. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Hacha b'chatas oif geskinen. Here we're speaking about a chatas oif, that the halacha is that all you have to do by chatas oif is one simen, and as soon as you did that one simen, then you chayif for all the averis. And the way to understand the kulba dadi kasi, the halacha is that once something is an avodah zarah, as the Gemara just taught us, once in its avodah zarah, you're not chayiv for the other averis because it's a meaningless act. However, if it's not avodah zarah, if it becomes of all these averis come at the same time, so then you'll be chayiv for all three of them. So the act of shechita, which is now the act of shechita on this chatas oif, and the act and the other things. And the Averis Shabbos, Shoyche B'Shabbos, and Shoyche B'Chutz, and Shoyche B'Avodah Zarah, all come at the exact same time. Since they all come at the exact same time, so therefore the halacha is that you could be chayif for all three of them simultaneously. Ask the Gemara, Michti, Rav Huna Kaman Amar L'Shemaitza, Rav Huna, who is he following, whose opinion is he following? He's following the opinion of Ula. And we said a few moments ago, according to Ula, Masa Kaldu Kamar. You don't have to have a full Shchita even to make it be considered that you did Shchute, that you did a Shchita for Avodah Zarah. So again, what was the point that the Gemara was just trying to make? That they were all done at the same time. They really were not all done at the same time. Because Avodah Zarah became in one moment, and Shchute Chutz, and at the initial incision, and Shchut Echutz and Shabbos only came when you finished shechting them. So if that's the case, they're not coming all at the same time. Ella, says the Gemara, the way to explain that they all came at the same time, says the Gemara, that this person said that I only intend that this should become Avodah Zarah when the Shechita is finished. So if that's the case, then all three averis came at the same time. Says the Gemara, wonderful answer. But if that's the way we're going to learn, so then the question is, my area chatas. Why are we specifically speaking about a chatas? Lashminan, the Brisa should have spoken about a case of Zevach, which speaks about all types of kabbonis. Why the Brisa go out of a way to speak about a carbon chatas? Because their halacha is that until the shechita is completed, the Gemara is assuming that it doesn't become avodah zarah. But if the Brisa would have said zevach, then Brisa means then that would have mean all kabbonis, and there it wouldn't be able to be chayiv at just for the initial incision. So Rav Huna says that it's also b'maisa kol shehu. Why, from here, the fact that the Brisa hadn't mentioned Chatas is, the Brisa that mentions Chatas, because it's talking about Shchut Echutz, and we want that all the Averis should come at the same time. But, and we're obviously going to hold that the rule of that it becomes Avodah Zarah is not until the end, because Ein Adam Oysa Davish Ein Shaloi, I cannot make something of yours Usur until I did a significant act. Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Mazutra Mishmeid Rapapa. How are we to explain this Gemara? We can't say it's talking about Gemara Shechita. Because if we're going to say it's talking that you had that Kamara, the Gemara Shechita, then the Aloch, if it's talking about you had the Aloch, that you had that Machshava, the Gemara Shechita, then the Aloch would be that it would be by all Kamaras that way. Here it's talking about kigon shay chatzi kana pogam. A halacha that we've learned many times in our shiurim. We've learned many times in our shiurim that if you have a kana, the windpipe, the trachea of your animal that is cut, that is severed, so the way we always explain, even if it's severed 49% and you just cut to make it 50%, then what you did is considered an act. What you did is considered an act of shechita, and that's exactly what happened here. Your animal was cut 49% previously. It had that cut already from before. Since it had that cut already from before, so that's why over here you just make that minimal cut from 49 to 51, and they all happen at the exact same moment. And since they all happened at the exact same moment, that's why you could have b'chay for all three of Eris. The Gemara will read inside. Elam ozot mishmeid b'papa. Hakam b'ayiskinen kigon shayi chatzi kana pogum. The kana was already 49% cut. For ha'isav l'akosh v'gomra, you just did one more drop. And therefore, all of these things, the kula b'hadei adadi kasyon, everything, all the averis came at the same time. Says the Gemara. Amra papa. Says Rapapa, ilav damar Rav Huna. If not that Rav Huna told us that Simon Echad lehav a chattis, if not that Rav Huna had taught us that Simon Echad, to make the animal to avoid the Zorah, one Simon is enough, lehav a chattis to Yufdei. Then the Braisa that says Shoichet Chattis, that means that it becomes also my mice, I would say, only a mice rabbim, a significant act. And therefore, there will be no question why you chayiv. Because until you finish the shechita, it's not considered that you did a significant act. Only because Rav Huna said that one simon is enough, that's what, and Ula said that means even a minimal act, that's why the braisa that spoke about chattis became difficult. V'amar Papa, another statement. Ilav the Omar Rav Huna, behemus chavera. If not that he said we're talking about behemus chaveroi, lo yavach tiyufdei, we wouldn't have a question either. My tama, why? The day matzi asur, you could only make your own thing asur. The chavre, lo matzi asur, you can't, en adam oisa davish en shaloi. And therefore, at only time, it would make a difference if that you can make it into an avodah zarah, is if it was a significant act. Only because it wasn't a significant act, that's why we have an issue. It says, my papshita, if you can't make, if only a significant act makes a difference when you're talking about somebody else's animal, and of course the chattis is not yours, so that's why we see, we have all these questions. It says the Gemara, no. Because manatema, we would have thought, kivin the kanele kapara, since this animal is being brought for your kapara, kididei damya, it could be considered as if it's yours, kamash malon, that even though you're the one that designated this animal, it's still not yours. That's why the Gemara had to come up with various ways of explaining how come it's, how to understand this braisa, that all the averis came at the same time. Noat simon. Says Rav Nachman of Amri, a person does not have the halachic ability under any circumstances. This is the way Rashi tries to explain that to take something that doesn't belong to you and make it usur. Says the Gemara, Meisvei asked the Gemara. We just learned the Brice. The Brice says, "Ashechet chat b'shabbos b'chutz lavaretz kechavim chayv sholish chatos." And we finished explaining that what is the case. It's bechatas oif that the bechatas oif bechatzi kana pogum, and that's why you everything happened at the same time. What do we see? Mishum dechatas oif the kul b'hadei adadikasin. The only way we're able to explain that Gemara is because we're talking about a chatas oif and everything came simultaneously. Avos zavach. But we talk about a carbon loy, because when you did a little, it already became osuf avodah zarah, and the rest only came later, And if it's already avodah zarah, as the Gemara says, you're just shechting a piece of earth. But says the Gemara, if the halacha is, then adam oisadav shayna shaloi, mayir echatasoi vafil echatas bayman nami, because a person, it's still kachim, and therefore it should not be a problem that you already made it into avodah zarah. And the Rashi says that the Gemara's question is even deeper. The Gemara's question is, if we're going to learn this way, then the halacha ought to be, suggest Rashi, that it should never be avodah zarah, because ain't adam oisad avishayin shaloi. And it says the Gemara, kivin de kanya leil kapara, since you designated this animal for carbon, kedidei dami, and therefore it doesn't fall into the concern of ain't adam oisad avishayin shaloi. So we're learning now a very fundamental machloikus. Does the person have the ability of osa dava inishaloi? Does a person have the ability to make something that doesn't belong to him, osur or not? Ula says that the halacha is that if one does an act of slaughter, the halacha is he makes it avodah zarah. And Ula said even with the most minimal act. But now we saw Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Yitzchak disagree, and they say that even if they did a full-fledged shechita, ein adam oisad avishayin shaloi. Tosfos asks, why don't we say the same when somebody puts somebody's non-kosher meat in somebody else's soup? Somebody puts non-kosher meat in somebody's soup without permission. Since the halacha is that ein adam oisad avishayin shaloi, how could I make that person's food non-kosher? So Tosfos says that even according to Rav Nachman and his colleagues who say the rule of Ein Adam Oisa Davish Shana Shaloi, even in our Gemara, because the obvious answer would be, well, Ein Adam Oisa Davish Shana Shaloi cannot supersede if you did something, but our Gemara is saying that it does, because our Gemara is saying that even if you shecht, we're still going to say Ein Adam Oisa Davish Shana Shaloi. Says Tosfos, this halacha is limited which to an act which also require a machshava to take effect. If somebody shechts an animal without any machshava avodah zarah, it's not considered for avodah zarah, even if it was slaughtered in front of avodah zarah. So since you have here not just the requirement of a ma'aseh shechita, you also have to have a machshava. That's why we say, that's when they say, but if you have food that becomes treif because there was non-kosher ingredients put into it, there's no machshava required there. And there where you have an act, we won't say, and there are other examples of this. If somebody put a muksa, and somebody put something muksa on the table or before Shabbos, with the intention that that muksa item remains there for the entire Shabbos. So we know that that table becomes a basis l'davar asur and may not be moved on Shabbos unless there are also permitted items on the table and it's basis l'davar less of a heter. If it was put there by mistake, so then it wouldn't become a basis l'davar asur and it wouldn't be muksa. Says Drama, now that we're saying Einam on Oysa Davashana Shaloi, that if somebody puts something muksa on somebody else's table, even if the person who put it on the table had the intent to keep it there for the entire Shabbos, but we're learning now that there's a difference in Einam Adam Oysa Davashana Shaloi where intent is part of the consideration versus where it's not part of consideration. So just like we're learning in our Gemara, that if you shecht somebody else's carbon for avodah zarah, these opinion of Nachman's opinion is ein adam oisadav she'en shaloi, because my intent cannot affect somebody else's carbon. Here too, my intent to leave this muksa item on somebody else's table, even though there was a maisa putting the muksa on the table, will be a case of adam ein adam oisadav she'en shaloi. Another area in Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is that if somebody takes off a pat from a covered flame on Shabbos and did not put that pat down, he could put it back on the stove as long as he had intention to put the pot back on the stove. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what will be the halacha if somebody took a pot off my pot off my stove and he had no intent to return it? Since we're learning now, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that whenever intent is involved, we say Ein Adam Ois Dovin Sheinu Shaloi. So here is intent is involved, and his intention not to put it back should not have the ability to make my pot usur. Similar question that I saw the Paiskim discuss. The halacha is that if somebody used water for whatever intention, that water can no longer be used for Netilas Yadayim. The question is that what would be the halacha if somebody used my water without permission? Will that water be allowed to be used for Netilas Yadayim? Is intention part of the consideration, like the examples we gave of Avodah Zarah, Bosas L'davar Aser, or is just the fact that it was used, it's like the meat and the milk, and the halacha is that it will become Aser, even if you hold Ein Adam Oysa Davar She'ena Shaloi. The Rekiv Eger seems to take a lenient approach. The Brikki Yosef seems to take a stricter approach. The Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz says an interesting vart. He says that by the Kedah, the Pasuk says, V'yikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Hu, Hashem Yiro HaShiyoyim HaYoyim Bahar Hashem Yiro. He says that originally the place of Har Moriah, where the Kedah took place, was originally a flat land. And only after the Kedah did it become a Har. The question asked Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz on the Medrash, why was it that way? So he quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi discusses that if a place that was worshipped for Avodah Zarah can never be used for Hegdish, so the Gemara says that Ein Lecha Har, there was no mountain at Yisrael, Shlo Yavdu Bo Hevdus Kacham, that they didn't worship Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, how could they have made the Beis HaMikdash on the mountain? So the answer is, going back to our Gemara, Ein Adam Oysa Dovish Ein Shaloi. You can't make something that belongs to me, Oser. But that halach of Ein Adam Oysa Dovish Ein Shaloi, says Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz, means that it belongs to me. But before the Akedah, Eretz Yisrael did not belong yet to Klal Yisrael. Since Eretz Yisrael did not yet belonged to Klal Yisrael, so it would have become Usur if they worshipped the mountains, at least that it shouldn't be a place where we could bring a carbon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let it become a mountain until Eretz Yisrael became Avram Avinu's. Only after Eretz Yisrael became Avram Avinu's, then even if they will worship that mountain, it will be a place of Ein Adam Oysa Dovah Sheina Shaloi. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, Gam ato titem biyodeinu zvochem va'oilus v'sinu l'shem alakenu. So the Rabban says, what's pshat? That Klal Yisrael were going to take the behemoths that belonged to Paroi for carbon? So he says that the Imri Emes, the Sefer Likut Yehuda quotes the Imri Emes who quotes the Sfas Emes. The Pasuk says, v'hine loy meis v'mikne Yisrael ad Echad v'chabed le Paroi. The question is, why was Paroi so strong? Because he took all of the animals from, when all of the animals of the Mitzrim died, he took the animals of Klal Yisrael for himself. And therefore, he felt confident that he has nothing to worry about because he has plenty of animals still. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Gam ato titim b'yadein zvachim ve'elus. You're going to give us animals for carbon. I had a question is, how can we take Paroi's animals for carbon? And it's why would that not be considered Nevad? It was worshipped by Paroi and it became Osef Avodah Zarah. The answer is, because Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paroi, all of these animals really belong to us. And Ein Adam Oysa Davish Enishaloi, you don't have the ability to make our animals, you don't have the ability to make our animals Nevad and Asur. Ein Adam Oysa Davish Enishaloi, so we could take back the animals, they're our animals, and they have not been disqualified, they could be used for a carbon Lashem.